welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Segema Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells. I just want to shout out to Jesus right now, just for a minute, to Yeshua, my King, my Lord, my Savior. This is how old I am, 49 years ago today, I received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and was baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And in the Assembly of God Church on 8825 Airline Highway in New Orleans, Louisiana, under Pastor Marvin E. Garman. And so I just want to shout out to the Lord for that 49 years later, here I am, still worshiping, still serving, still declaring, still agreeing with my Father of His goodness. Oh, His holy, holy goodness. Won't you just take out time right now? Maybe today is not your spiritual birthday, or should I say awakening. My birthday is when I was born in heaven, out of the loins of God. I was born in heaven like you were. You were fearfully and wonderfully made, and I came in this earth through Christ. Now, some people believe we came in the earth through Adam. It is true, your natural realm came in the earth in Adam because your flesh was born of a flesh nature out of mom and dad. But they didn't make you. They made your host body. They made a body that if you're not in there, it's dead. That's how people ask me, how do you know that's true? Take your spirit out of that body and it's dead. It's only when the awakening of that spirit out of the loins of God is imparted into that baby at conception. There's like a little scientific light that goes off at conception. The spirit of you comes out of heaven, which is full grown in heaven, goes into the formation of that baby, just like Jesus did. Jesus went into that host body. He was full man, but he was man made under the order of a male and a female from heaven and earth, since Holy Spirit was his Father, and he was in a host body. That host body was created in a womb. That wasn't created in heaven, but that host body wasn't Jesus. Jesus was the spirit being inside of that host body that illuminated who he was in the body, which is the flesh, in the soul, which is the emotions and the joining of where the spirit and the body meets, and in himself, the spirit. So are you. So my flesh may have been born through the order of Adam, but because of Christ, I have been redeemed into the order of Christ. Therefore, I came out of Yahweh through Christ to the earth, set under the governance of the order of Adam, of sin and death, eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but then becoming born again, born from above, reinstating who I am and awakening in my spirit man, that I'm no longer of the flesh nature, though I live in this body and have a flesh nature. I'm no longer of that, nor am I bound to that. I'm under the governance and the covering of the repentance, of the reconciliation of Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit that brought redemption and reconciliation to me. Therefore, I'm under the law of the Spirit, liberty, and life. This is what the Word says. I'm only telling you what the Word says. I do know that the Word of God is Jesus, not the Bible. The Bible is a Word of God. A Holy Bible is a Word of God, what we call the Word of God, but it's not the complete Word of God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word dwelt among them and became flesh. That was Yeshua. That wasn't Genesis to Revelation, though Genesis to Revelation is a screenshot caption of Yeshua, Yahweh, and Holy Spirit. And I honor it as so, but the real Word is Jesus, the fullness of God, Yeshua himself. So I go and step into that, of course. But I was born of the Spirit when you're born again, which is the new birth. So it's like a rebirthing, which does away with my old birthing of being born under Adam, being born under the natural realm. This is why this is so important to know this, or you'll think you'll be bound to legalism and the laws of the Bible and the laws of the flesh, of do's and don'ts, eating from the tree of the knowledge, the tree of evil, always trying to do good and never measuring up and never being accepted, never being in a full relationship with Yahweh. Why? Let me tell you what Apostle Paul teaches us in Romans chapter 7, verse 6. Apostle Paul teaches us we're not under the law anymore. He said, but now we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we are bound. What am I bound to? I'm bound to Yeshua. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ lives inside of me. And the life I now live, see, the born again experience, born from above experience, I now live by faith in the Son of God. I am now a new creature in the Son of God as a Son of God. So that now I serve in the newness of the Spirit, not in the oldness of the letter, of the letter of the law. Don't you love this? Romans 5:11. Not only this, but we also celebrate in Yahweh through our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. We have been reconciled to God out of all of our sins. I love this. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Yeshua reconciled the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them, the breaking of the law. I'm not saying go out and break the law, but I'm saying you're not bound to that is the evidence of the gospel in your life. That's the evidence of your salvation. That is a life of morality you should live. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but you're not bound to the law as per se reconciliation or salvation or deliverance. That comes from Christ. It says it here, not counting their sins against them. And he has committed to us, being us, the body of Christ, the word, the fullness of Yeshua, of reconciliation. Now that's incredible. So I want you to think about that for a moment as you move on in your day. So nice. About to drink some coffee my precious wife made me during my podcast, so it can actually be coffee in the cosmos while I'm teaching these great living words of life, because that's what they are, great living words of life. So let's go into what Yahweh is saying today by this is learning to be. I was preparing for the podcast and Yahweh says, tell the people just to be. When they understand who they are, I was talking to a minister, Pastor Tammy, tonight, and with my wife, and we were all sharing together the gospel. See, everyone thinks the gospel is just saying Jesus Christ died for your sins, repent, get out of sin and go to heaven. That's a form of the gospel, but that's not the completion of the gospel. That is the entrance gateway into the kingdom. Gospel means good news. The good news is that I'm born again out of the state of death. I'm no longer under death. I'm no longer under the law of death. I'm under the law of liberty and life in Christ Yeshua. I've been reconciled unto God, back into my original state of holiness and purity through the Lord. Now, well, Apostle, you believe that. What about the flesh? Does your flesh ever act up? Do you ever break the law? Do you ever sin? You ever make mistakes? Well, let's see. There's over 600 and something sins, according to the word of God, of points of missing it. I am sure throughout my life, I've missed some of them, maybe a lot of them. But I don't live according to thinking like that, because the blood is constant covering them. Now, it doesn't mean that I want to go out and do them all. I don't want to do none of them. I want to know my Father. If I do have grace and liberty, my grace and liberty is to know Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. But my righteousness isn't the law. I'm sorry. Your righteousness isn't the law. Your righteousness is knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. That's your righteousness. That I love this. It says that, in the word, that though they come against you, right, like accusations, you know, will come against you. He says, my righteousness is your righteousness, and your righteousness is my righteousness, says the Lord. Meaning that it's his righteousness that you've taken on. I want you to think about that for a moment. Because we can get legalistic and get into law and be like, oh no, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do that. And it all sounds nice. And I'm telling you, you probably need to do all of it. But it's the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Yeshua for those that believe. That's Romans 3:22. That's the kind of righteousness it is that we live under. So when I say just be, I'm being in faith of believing God that has reconciled me into his righteousness. Think about this. Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. See, now we're stepping into faith. That's where our righteousness is coming from. Knowing that our righteousness comes from the Lord. I love this Romans 8:10. If Christ is in you, you've been born again, right? Though the body is dead because of sin. Now, Paul is saying, look, my body's dead because of sin. Oh, it would be cast out. If that was the final answer, it would be cast out. I've broken the law. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I didn't honor this. I forgot to do this. Yet, I love this. The Spirit is alive. That's the real person who you are, the fullness of who you are, because of righteousness. Whose righteousness? Jesus. Jesus. Come on. Come on. I love this Romans 6:18. And after being freed from sin, you became slaves to righteousness. And I remember in the old age, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm a slave to righteousness. I got to think, okay, how am I righteous? Let's not break the Ten Commandments. Let's not do this. Let's not be angry with our brother. Let's not gossip. Let's not blah, 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 blah. And all that's good and you should do all of that. I'm not saying that. But that can't be your righteousness. That can just be good moral living. Righteousness comes from God and only can come from the blood of Jesus. The law is not done away with, but it is fulfilled in Christ. Oh, well, if it's fulfilled in Christ, that means that we should keep doing it. No, it is in Christ, meaning it's inside of him. Well, brother, you know, the Sabbath is Saturday. It's not Sunday. And then the Sabbath is every day, that day which is holy and set apart unto God. But we're not under Sabbaths. I'm sorry, you're not under Sabbaths no more. You're under the blood covenant of Yeshua, then you're not under Sabbaths. I may lose some listeners from that, but I tell people, just learn to agree to disagree. I'm not going to be perfect in your theology, and you're not going to be perfect in my theology. I'll honor a Sabbath. You'll see it on my Facebook. But we're not under the law of Sabbath. Jesus showed us he wasn't under the law of Sabbath. Oh my God, what do you mean? Well, I don't know. He healed people on the Sabbath. They even came and rebuked him and wanted to kill him. And he said, listen, guys, if you had a cow or a donkey or a mule fall into a ditch right now on the Sabbath, wouldn't you go pick up that cow or that mule or that donkey so it wouldn't die? You'd bring it up, even though that's working on the Sabbath? Yes, he was showing, I'm Lord of the Sabbath, which makes you Lord of the Sabbath, which makes you Lord of the commandments, which makes you Lord of the word. You see, the problem is you just don't know who you are. So when I say just be, you don't know how to just be because you're still trying to live up to something Jesus already did because you could not live it up. He says, hey, listen, don't worry. I have overcome the world. He that overcomes shall reign with me forever. But then he says, don't worry, I have overcome. Why? Because you couldn't overcome and live up to the Ten Commandments if you wanted to. Because one thing, while you're saying you're living up to this, you may have pride in your heart. You may have art towards your brother. You may have gossiped. You may have said a curse word. You may have done, there's a million things you might have done. See, that's why it can't be based on that. That's all law and legalism. It must be on the blood of Jesus and your faith in God. And then righteousness will have its perfect work in you by Holy Spirit. Remember what the Bible says. Where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Oh, don't you understand this? Don't you understand what Yahweh's trying to do? To set you free, to just be. And out of just being, you'll set everyone free. Well, Apostle, if we learn that, we'll just do what we want. We want out of the Bible. No, that's a lie. That's just a wickedness of people's heart to do that. But I am also not called to go around judging everybody. Well, brother, the Bible says you can judge them by the fruit. You can judge them by that. Yeah, but you're supposed to dip that judgment in love. That judgment dipped in love means I'll lay down my life for them and go pray for them. I'll lay down my life and go give of myself to them. Oh, no, it's easy to judge in the natural if you want to live under the Adamic nature. That's why I don't live under Adam. I don't live under the Adamic nature. of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I live in the light nature of Christ, of redemption, reconciliation, and salvation. That's where the church went wrong. But we in righteousness. It's all over the Bible. Those who have eyes to see will see. Come on. Why don't you get this in your spirit? Just to be. Just to be. God wants you to be. He says, I want you to be. To be what? To be in me. To be in me and I'm in you. To be in me and I'm in you. Recognizing and realizing what I've done on the cross for you so that you can abide in it. You can abide in it. Come on. Get this in your spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin in our behalf so that we might become righteousness of God. Where? In him. Come on, get this in your spirit. I could go all day on this subject. Father, I thank you for your word. And I declare by the name of Yeshua that we have the power to just be. We have the power to just be. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Yeshua. Once again, I give myself to you, Yeshua, and I lay myself down before these people. That they may know who they are in you, that they may recognize that they are already overcomers, they are already holy, they are already righteous, they just need to step into it. It was afforded to them on the cross and gifted to them by God through Holy Spirit and the act of Christ Jesus. Jesus, we receive you as Lord and Savior of our life. I honor you, Yeshua HaMashiach, and your holy name. Once again, this is Sigma Bay. I love you so much. Thank you for being a part of our Coffin and Cosmos family. Don't forget to hit that button and subscribe and like us and share us. Send us to a friend, whether around the corner or around the world. Once again, I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.